Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi, my name is Yuri, and this is Aren't You Tired of the Pandemic Yet? Podcast. Today, I'll be talking about something that most people can't stand to hear about anymore, but still urgently need to: politics. Since the 2018 elections, we've been flooded with politics, and some people are sick of it. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, public health policy, be it at federal, state, or municipal level, is present in our lives 100% of the time. We have to wear masks, use hand sanitizer, disinfect the things we take home, and maintain social distancing, for instance. We saw countries that adopted lockdown policies deal with a reduced number of COVID-19 cases and deaths, and countries like Brazil that did the opposite, with an elevated number of them. In Brazil, we have a discussion about the pandemic that is focused on health versus the economy. When it comes to health, we hear a lot to stay at home. It is a policy for those who can avoid going out. It causes the decreasing of the virus transmission. On the other hand, with the economy, there is a concern that the drop in sales will consequently cause the bankruptcy of small and micro businesses. However, our government didn't do anything to enforce either of these policies. Currently, Brazil has more than 6 million confirmed cases and almost 107,000 deaths. In addition, the numbers, which had been falling for 2 months, have grown again, and there is talk of a second wave of the pandemic. On the other hand, the government paid emergency aid to encourage consumption by the population to help the economy. However, some others' economy policies have caused the dollar price to skyrocket, and thus the exportation of national products increased. With that, we had a considerable increase in the price of everything, and analysts are afraid of an abnormal high in inflation. Furthermore, the government placed many businesses as essential, as they did not have to be closed during the toughest phases of protective measures. This made a lot of establishments remain open and caused many people to need to go to work, increasing the movement in public transport and consequently the transmission of the virus. Apart from the fake news about masks, treatment and transmission of the disease, and the encouragement of people to leave their homes, the population also has its shares of blame. Many people have continued their lives normally since the beginning of the pandemic. We see crowded bars, parties being held, and a lot of places without social distance. This is another cause that has kept the quarantine going until today. It's been 8 months, and now people are going crazy because nobody can stand being locked in the house anymore. It's also unlikely that the government will change its stance on both matters, politics or the pandemic. So, we'll probably be living like this on a strange limbo of health, sickness, and fake news for the foreseeable future. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and remember, for more complaints, stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodBilC, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.